From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. There are reports of more deaths today in the Libyan capital, where forces loyal to Colonel Muammar Gaddafi have been cracking down on demonstrators in a bid to keep the city from falling to the opposition. Today, people marched out of mosques after Friday prayers in the city's first major protest in days. Witnesses say the marchers were confronted by militiamen and troops who set up barricades and checkpoints to keep the crowds from growing. Al Jazeera is reporting that Gaddafi is speaking at this time to supporters in Tripoli. The opposition is largely in control of eastern Libya. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Benghazi, where she says people are starting to plan for life after Gaddafi.
Benghazi is the place where this uprising against Muammar Gaddafi began. It's the second largest city in Libya. They managed in a scant week to completely rid themselves of any pro-Gaddafi forces. And now what you see here is that the town is completely controlled by anti-Gaddafi rebels. They've even set up garbage collection. They're trying to organize supplies to be got in. And in fact, the council that runs this brags that the city seems to be running better now than it did under the regime.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Benghazi. The U.S. chartered ferry that had been blocked from leaving Libya because of rough seas is finally on its way to Malta. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports there are 300 people on board. More than half are Americans trying to escape the chaos in Tripoli.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the ferry that had been delayed for several days has finally left Libya. It's carrying private U.S. citizens as well as non-essential U.S. embassy personnel and families of diplomats who were ordered to leave Libya on Monday. The U.S. also managed to get a chartered flight to an airfield in downtown Tripoli for the first time all week. Thousands of people have been crowding Tripoli's main airport while governments around the globe have been trying to get their citizens out any way they can, by land, sea, and air. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. is also chartering a flight out of Libya, processing at Matiga Airfield. Boarding is first come, first serve. Iraq is also seeing protests across the country. NPR's Kelly McKever says people are angry over deteriorating conditions in their country.
What Iraqis are upset about is a lack of services. You know, still 8 years after the American invasion, Iraqis suffer from a lack of electricity, clean water. They are upset about what they call corrupt officials. They say they want jobs. They're underemployed. They see that Iraq could be a wealthy nation that has oil revenue, but they feel like they don't get any benefit.
That's NPR's Kelly McKevers in Baghdad. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 39 points at 12,108. The NASDAQ Composite Index up more than 31 or more than 1% at 2769. This is NPR News. The Commerce Department is revising downward gross domestic product in the U.S. economy for the final quarter of last year. The number was lowered to 2.8% from more than 3%. As Danielle Carson tells us, some analysts still say there's nothing alarming about the decline.
Consumer spending fell slightly, a little more than 4%, but that's still the biggest increase in 4 years. So Joshua Shapiro, chief U.S. economist at MFR Inc., isn't raising any red flags.
I don't think there's anything in this report that should alter people's view about the future. Now, maybe higher gasoline prices, but there's nothing in this revision that should contribute to that.
Economists say the spike in oil prices could be dangerous. If people scale back their spending to pay higher prices at the gas pump, that could shave off more points from the GDP. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The sharp jump in the cost of petroleum is triggering emergency measures in Spain. As you recall, the increase in oil prices is due to unrest in Libya. The Spanish government says it will lower speed limits and cut train ticket prices. The deputy prime minister says there's no threat to Spain's energy supply, but the country's anticipating higher energy costs. The temporary measures are expected to take effect March 7th. An American CIA contractor remains behind bars in Pakistan despite pleas in court today that he should be released because he has diplomatic immunity. Raymond Davis is accused of murdering two Pakistanis, but he argues he shot the men in self-defense when they tried to rob him last month. The judge has continued the case until March 3rd. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.